Welcome to church. There have been a lot of deaths in the past week in the law enforcement community. And the verse that comes to mind when I think about all the tragedy that we have to deal with is from Thessalonians, when it says that essentially we as believers don't mourn like those who have no hope. And hopefully that bird doesn't irritate you. I got my little pet bird here in my barn. Anyway, so the word that's kind of been on my mind this week has been hope. Because when we go through things like this, when we see all this death and all this fighting amongst each other, it's hard to see hope in that, right? And then on top of that, there are earthquakes. There are volcanoes erupting right now. There's all these things going on that point to Romans chapter 8, and I'll read that here in just a minute. But essentially what I'm trying to say is the earth is groaning, we are groaning, waiting for some kind of hope. And so just a couple things I wanted to bring to mind from the Word of God here regarding hope. But before we get into that, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us to this place. Thank you for the bird entertaining us in the background here. Lord, I ask that your word would be shared today, and that you would keep me out of your way and allow what you want to be heard to be portrayed to the listener. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So Titus 2 here, starting in verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." So that's the blessed hope that we're looking for, right? We're looking for the blessed hope that is Jesus Christ. And we are that people of his very own. And he gave his life in order to offer us a purification. It's not by our own good deeds or by our own goodness that we make our way into heaven. Obviously, it's by the sacrifice that Jesus offers. So I said that I had a verse out of Romans chapter 8 here. It says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time." It's interesting that he compares it to the pains of childbirth. Now, granted, I've never had a kid. Paul obviously never had a kid. But what he's alluding to is that the birth pangs get closer together right as you get nearer to the birth, and they get more intense. So I'm told. I'm not going to pretend to know. But that's part of giving birth to a child, is these pains that the mother has to deal with right up to that point of childbirth. And even so, he says that the world is going through the same thing. Case in point, I think it was yesterday, there was a 6.2 earthquake just outside of Hawaii. And then this morning I woke up to another email alert that said that there was a 6.9, I think it was, off the coast of Alaska. And you might say, well, those are pretty common. Well, yes and no. The one in Hawaii was one of the stronger ones that has been felt in the last 150 years. I think second on record or third on record, something like that, in the last 50 years. Sorry, 150 years. And then La Palma. That volcano that's been erupting for several days now, I think it's like 23 days or something like that. And yet, the other day, just a couple days ago, there were more earthquakes recorded in that in a one-day period than have been up until the eruption started and since. So apparently that one seems to be building pressure even though it's erupting. So some strange things going on around the world. The world is groaning, and these birth pains that the world is experiencing are getting closer and closer together. So where do we find our hope? I mean, if things are getting worse and worse, where does the hope even come in? And how can we even find it? And as Christians, I think it's a danger for us as we get nearer to the end times. It's a danger that we might lose faith. And we're not the only ones that see that, right? I mean, I'm seeing a couple of different things here, totally different ends of the spectrum here. I'm seeing those who have never believed coming to the faith because they're seeing what's going on. And then we see those who call themselves believers who are falling away from the faith. Why would they do that? Well, I think in today's day and age, there are way too many churches and pastors that preach this prosperity gospel type thing. They say, well, if you're a believer, then you're not going to have these problems anymore. Well, that's totally false. And Jesus never said anything like that. In fact, he said that things would be harder as believers. But see, we have the blessed hope that Paul talks about in Titus there. And that blessed hope being the return of Christ our Savior. So here, the words of Jesus here in Luke, where he foretold kind of what we're seeing right now, and then probably one of the scariest phrases in the entire Bible, in my opinion. So Jesus is going to tell about an ungodly judge here. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole parable, okay? You can find this in Luke chapter 18, and it's verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So our faith and our hope should rest in the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back. But as things get more difficult, as they undoubtedly will, we need to hold firm to our faith that he is coming back for us. Even though these birth pains keep getting nearer and nearer together and more intense, the beautiful thing about birth pains is that when they finally end, the miracle of childbirth takes effect, right? Its effect is this love that's poured out on God's new creation here. When I had my kids, my wife had to deal with all kinds of birth pains. Her pregnancies were awful. But the end result is worth all the pains, is worth all the nausea and everything else that came along with that. And it's not my words, okay? I'm not saying that it was worth her going through that pain. What I'm saying is she would tell us that our beautiful kids were worth every bit of pain that she ever went through. And so the same is true as we wait for the appearing of our Lord and Savior. And so I want to encourage you today to keep the faith. How do you do that? Get into this Word. Get into the Word. Keep praying, because Jesus is coming back again. And as we see things getting crazier, as we see these crazy events getting closer together, we should know that that's because Jesus is about to come back and take us out of this craziness. That's where our blessed hope is. But my question to you today is, will he find faith when he returns? And that's up to you and me. God is always faithful. It's up to us to have faith. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this short time together with the listener. Lord, I pray for them specifically that they will have faith and that you will find faith on this earth when you return. Lord, we ask that you would help us in our lack of faith and forgive us in our lack of faith, and that you would help us to get through all these times as we wait for your glorious appearing. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to exercise faith in this life, because in the next it just won't even be necessary, because we'll have seen you and we'll have lived among you and lived with you. So thank you for the opportunity now to build upon this faith. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, folks. I'm not sure when we'll get a podcast out. We got Josiah there in Florida. Michael just made it down to Arizona, so he's getting settled in. And Steve. Steve is always a pretty busy guy, so we'll see when we can get you out a podcast. But in the meantime, hopefully this will keep you going through the week. All right, God bless.